All right, let's take this confession together. Glory to God. Let's do it together. 2, 3, go. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits and the year of the fourth man. I am God's offspring, and in him I live and move and have my being. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God himself. I have the seed of God in me. I produce after God's kind, and I overcome the world. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. I am the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I stand for Jesus. I reign with Jesus. The fourth man will be with me in the fire. What happens to ordinary people may happen to me, but I will have supernatural outcomes. The fourth man has made me a god to the natural elements of this world. Situations ordinary people cannot survive will become my stepping stones to glory testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The king's shout is within me, and the lion's roar is rolling out of me. I raise the roof with my praise. I cry out and shout for joy. The greatest one lives here. I am feeding and reigning at a higher level. I have spiritual jurisdiction here. I take authority over this. Peace be still. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. This is my year of covenant release. I am under cover. No satanic plan against me, no divination against my household will ever prevail. In due season, and even now, the world will proclaim what wonders God has done for them. I am shielded and protected from every misfortune. I am under cover. The evil viper released into the world in these last days will not touch me. I am under cover. I am inoculated and vaccinated with a booster shot of the covenant. I am under cover. I am prospered, protected, and preserved in the ark. I am under cover. I shake the viper into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I am under cover in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2024 is my year of uncommon provision. I am blessed in all things. Jehovah Jireh will see to it. I am finding favor in unexpected places, and I see the ram caught in a thicket. The barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall not fail until the Lord sends rain upon the earth. God is sending rain on my field, and there shall be showers of blessings. I am one with God, and I possess what God possesses. I have the spirit of adoption. He is my father, and I am a joint heir with Christ. I have real estate in heaven, and I have real estate on the earth. I lift my hand up to El Elyon, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. My God, has made me rich. This will be a year of broken boundaries and unlimited reach. The boundaries are broken and the limits are off. See, God has given me the cities and the walls of Jericho are falling. Hallelujah. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things, everything is possible. Kayo de Tadeshe, I prophesy over you today. Your dwellings are lovely and your homes are beautiful. You will spread out like rivers, like gardens by a river, like sweet-smelling aloes that the Lord himself planted, and like strong cedar trees by the waters. You will pour water out of your own buckets and have your own channels of rich blessing and plenty. Your offspring will dwell by many waters, and your life and legacy will be exalted and established. The God who brought you out of captivity has the strength of a wild bull, and he will destroy your adversaries and crush their bones. You are like a lion who couches in rest after winning the victory. And who dares disturb you? Blessed of the Lord is anyone who blesses you, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits, and this is the year of the fourth man. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Please go ahead and be seated in the Lord's presence. That confession by itself is a message. It's like a whole service. I mean, you could just feel a whole service by going through just that confession and taking it in and taking it in and taking it in. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Born of God, I know who I am. Amen. Born of God, I know who I am. Let's dig into the Word of God a little further today in this service. Let's start out. Please put up for me Colossians 1:27 in the Message translation. Hallelujah. Born of God, I know who I am. The confession is full of I ams and I haves. Hallelujah. Is so rich with I ams and I haves. I am God's offspring. And in him I live and move and have my being. I am no ordinary or natural person. You better know, I am a supernatural, extraordinary being. Born of the seed of God himself. Woo. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being. Born of the seed of God himself. I'm born of incorruptible seed. I'm born of incorruptible seed. That's God's gene is within my spirit being. God's DNA is incorruptible seed. His incorruptible sperm. And like we were told last week, there's no mutation, right? No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no mutation. It's not subject to change. Yes. We can't debate this. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God Himself. My life demonstrates it. There are extraordinary, supernatural fruits flowing out of my life every day. This is not a controversy. Hallelujah. There is no change in the incorruptible seed of God that produced you and me. Born of God. I know who I am. You know what makes it so powerful? That we know this. There are children of royalty who don't know it. There are rich people who don't know how rich they are. There are healed people that don't know they are healed. Hallelujah. There are blessed people who don't know how blessed they are. But you know what? We know this. Amen. We know this. Amen. So we are committed to teaching in this season. I'm so thankful to God for these confessions. And I'm so thankful to the Lord for this revelation of His word. It's definitely a life changer. Yes. It changes your level altogether, completely. Look at that in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27 in the Message translation. It says, God wanted everyone, not just a few people, not just one group of people, not just one class of people, not just one ethnic group. God wanted everyone, not just Jews, to know this rich and glorious secret inside out. The revelation of the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, has been made available to every human on this planet. People may not know it, but salvation is available to them. Redemption is available to them. Everyone is supposed to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out. So there's something to be said about knowing it, but there is something else to be said about knowing it inside and out. See, it's a glorious secret, but only to those whose eyes have not been opened to it. For you, a child of God, this is not supposed to be a secret. This is supposed to be a real-life, real-time revelation that is available to you. That regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing, the mystery in a nutshell is just this. Christ is in you. Christ is in you. My friends, Christ is in you. Oh, Christ is in you. Therefore, you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. It's that simple. That is the substance of our message. You can look forward to sharing in God's glory, not just in the afterlife, not just in heaven, but right here, down here on this earth. When you think about the precious price, the sacrifice that Jesus made to purchase your redemption. My friends, glory must be a given for you. Amen. Glory must be a given for you. Amen. Just a few days ago, I might preach this later on in the month. you know, I was reading this, you know, on the cross, after all the beating, after all the shaming, after all the weeping, I mean, you know, Pilate, he said, I find no fault in this man. He said it, didn't he? He said, I find no fault in this man. But even after saying, I find no fault in him, he still told them to go whip him. He declared it, I find no fault in this man. So what are we whipping him for? I find no fault in this man. But he still said, go whip him. They spat on him. I mean, in a moment, God could have just sent, just one angel. Yeah. Could have come down there and just wiped out that entire nation. Yeah. Completely in that moment. So that the whole world will know, you don't mess with my son. This is my son. He could have done that. But after all they did, they put Jesus on the cross. You know what Jesus said that got me? He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you forsaken me? You want to know the answer to that question? Do you want to know why? You want to know the answer to that question? He was forsaken so that I could be forgiven. He was forsaken so that I could be forgiven. And I was forgiven so that I could be redeemed. I was forgiven so that I could be redeemed. So that everything that Jesus is could be made available to me, a mortal man. So I could become born again by his sacrifice on the cross. With every whip, with every pain he suffered, with every splashing and splashing of his blood, with every the thorn, the crown of thorns that was stuck on his head, with, you know, one, they mocked him, they put this purple robe on him, then they said, let's just take it back. They took it back, and then they took his clothes and they divided his clothes amongst them, and with everything he suffered, he went through all that so that redemption could be a reality for me and for you. So there is no debate. There is no controversy, my friends. The price has been paid. We are royalty. It's not because of us. I did not become royalty because I was that good. I don't occupy a place of authority today because I was that good, because I qualified for it. No. But I do recognize that when I walk in a room, Satan bows out. I know that. I know it. I do recognize that when I walk in a room, Satan has to leave. Because the mantle of Jesus, everything that made Jesus an incorruptible seed of God, was given to me. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Let's teach this. We have to know this inside and out. This thing cannot be a secret. My friends, we're a royal breed on this earth. We are a royal breed. You are no ordinary person. You are no ordinary person. You are a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God himself. He said, the mystery in a nutshell is just this. Christ is in you. Therefore, you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. I don't know about you. I'm so committed to see the glory of God. I have to see the glory of God. Hey, I have to see the glory of God. There is no situation that I experience in my life personally where there'll be a conclusion to that situation without me seeing the glory of God. It's impossible. It will not happen. I have to see the glory of God in my life. I have to see the glory of God in my health. I have to see the glory of God in my finances. I have to see the glory of God in my ministry. I have to see the glory of God I have to see the glory of God, period. This is it. The mystery in a nutshell is just this. Christ is in you. Therefore, you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. It's that simple. That is the substance of our message. It's that simple. Somebody say, it's that simple.
It's that simple.
Say, it's that simple. I'm born of God. Say, it's that simple. I am born of God. It's not complicated. It's that simple. I am born of God. 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 Well, you know, I want to take you on a journey. I may have to break off for Easter, but I want to take you on a journey. I know you've read epistles, you've read all this, but I want to take you on a journey of some of these things in the epistles, especially in Ephesians and Colossians. And I want us to focus very strongly on the I ams in those scriptures. I want this to be a revelation to you. Knowing who Christ is in you and knowing who you are in Christ will make you a champion that can never be defeated on this earth. And it will make you a sharer in the glory of God in this world and throughout all eternity. It will make you a champion that can never be defeated. If God can never fail, then I can never fail. Because I have the seed of God in me. So if I am currently experiencing failure in any area of my life, it means I have the ability and the potential to change it. That failure is not final. That failure is not final. I have the ability. Why? Because I have the incorruptible seed of God in me. Amen. Knowing who Christ is in you and knowing who you are in Christ will make you a champion that can never be defeated on this earth. And it will make you a sharer in the glory of God in this world and throughout all eternity. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The revelation of who God is and who you are in Him is what determines the foundation of your authority and strength of your future. You remember the question Moses asked. So these two individuals, just before we go to Ephesians here, I want to go to Ephesians. Remember these two individuals, Moses, in Exodus chapter 3, from verse 10, when God called him, right?
Yes.
What was Moses' story? Moses really, initially, did believe he was a somebody. You remember? When he was born, his mother refused to get rid of him. His mother saw something in him and said to herself, "This is a covenant child. I am not getting rid of this child." Oh, Sheila Kabasataha. It takes a revelation from heaven to see value in something you can't see. No law can help you see value in something you can't see. It takes God's divine revelation. But once you have that revelation defines the rest of your life. Jochebed said, this child, we're not getting rid of him.
Yeah.
You can kill your children if you want. But this child, we're not getting rid of him. We're going to do everything that we need to do to preserve the life of this child. And she hid the pregnancy, had the birth through the help of the Hebrew midwives, and concealed the child, and went through all sorts of drama to keep it a secret. But in the secret of her home, she was nurturing that champion.
Yes.
In the secret of her home, she and her husband will sit around this child, speaking over this child.
Yes.
You are a champion.
Yes.
You are a vessel in the hands of God.
Yes.
God is going to do great things through you. You are not like ordinary people. They said to him, you see those Egyptians? Look at them very well. They look like they have something, but they have nothing.
Hey.
You are God's covenant child. You are a covenant child of God. You and God, you have something between you. God has a stake in your life. Moses, God has a stake in your life. Moses, God is going to do some amazing things through your life. It is not going to be natural. It will be supernatural. God is going to do some amazing things. God is going to use you as a deliverer. He got it from his mother and his father.
Yes.
As a little child, they started saying to him, you are going to be a deliverer.
Yes.
They put the seed of deliverer inside of that boy. They put the seed. Do not ever underestimate the power of what you transmit to your little children.
Yes.
Amen.
And grandchildren, if you have them.
Amen.
Do not ever, whether good or bad, some children have become wrecks in their lives, partly because of the seeds that were sown in them when they were growing up. Some other children have survived all the assault of the enemy, partly because of the seeds that were sown in them when they were growing. Do not ever underestimate. Moses, you are going to be. So Moses grew up believing he was a somebody. If Moses sat in a class, he looked across the room, looked at all the Egyptian kids in the room and said, look at this nobodies. Hallelujah. Look at this. When the teacher asks a question, he lift up his hand. Who knows? Almost every question, he will lift up his hand. I know the answer. Even when he didn't think he knew the answer, he lifts up. Why? Because his parents told him, you are somebody. You are somebody. And that seed that was sown in him, pushed him. When he walked on the street, he didn't see himself as a victim. He saw himself as a victor. He saw himself as a champion. He never saw himself once as someone to be taken advantage of. He saw himself as a ruler, a prince. Hallelujah. And then when he was walking one day and he saw one Egyptian, Egyptian abusing one of God's people. Hey, look at the audacity. He said, what's wrong with you? Why are you treating him like that? So I won't just rebuke him. If I just, you know what he did. He had that seed in him until words corrupted it. Words corrupted it. Moses carried himself as a prince, like a prince. He believed in who he was. He believed. He didn't think he was invincible. He didn't think there was anything he couldn't do, but he believed that he could do most things. He believed that he had the authority. He believed he had the placement. He believed he had God's backing. He believed. He took that Egyptian, slaughtered him, and buried him in the sand. And took off and went about his... I never said a word to anybody about it. And then the other day he was walking and he saw two Hebrews fighting themselves. And he said, what is wrong with you guys? Don't you know who you are? You are covenant people. You are children of God. And one of them turned to him and said, who made you? Who made you a judge? Who made you a judge and a ruler over us? You know that's what happened? Do you know that's what happened? Those words changed his life. He became a fugitive for 40. Regardless of what his parents told him when he was growing up, those sharp words of a trusted covenant friend change his life. Somebody, he believed this person also represented Jehovah, like I represent Jehovah. But it's not so. It's not so. You have to know what you believe. And you have to know, the Bible says, evil communication corrupts good manners. It's no, everybody who says I'm a child of God is not, yeah, they may be children of God, but they are not worthy of speaking into your life. Everybody who claims to be a child of God, who claims to be a minister, who claims to be, yes, they may be, but they don't, you don't automatically surrender your will to receive from just anyone who claims to be. Because, you don't know where people are feeding.
It's true.
Yes.
Things that God has put in your life over many years, God has invested in you. And you are this, you have this image within you of a child of God, of a winner, of a champion. And just a careless relationship with somebody that you think knows what they are doing. And you open your heart and let them speak words over you that are not words from heaven, can change your life. You can lose your authority as a result of it. You can lose your realization of destiny as a result of it. Your confidence, knowing who you are, believing you can succeed at anything. I have God's backing. The covenant is working for me. I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. Just opening up yourself to one person. One person. Do you know how powerful words are? Do you know how much people are influenced by the things they hear? That's why as a child of God, you should be the influencer.
Amen.
You should be the one speaking. Yes. Before people speak, you speak.
Yes.
You speak first.
Amen.
Mm? You speak first.
Yes.
Before people start giving you all this data, you know, they say only 2 out of every 100 can, only 1 out of every 2,000 will. Before they start giving you, tell, hey, I know, I'm born of God. It is that simple, I'm born of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I know who I am, I'm born of God.
Yes.
And God is the only limit that I have. That's a revelation for you. God is the only limit that I have. God is the only limit that I have. Outside of God, I have no limit. Outside of God, I have. God is the only limit that I have. I'm born of God. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Well, it changed Moses' life. By the time Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness and God came calling, Moses had lost all the gusto, all the assurance, all the confidence, all the authority that his parents put in him growing up. He lost it all. It was just the word of a trusted covenant friend. Someone who should have known better, but who did not. That person who said those words was one of those who died in the wilderness because of their stubbornness, their rebellious nature, their failure to follow the will of Jehovah God. That was one of the people who died in the wilderness. It was one of the people who refused to go on to the promised land. Who refused to believe. Was the one who spoke to Moses. Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Who made you? And in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, the Bible says it was a breaking point in Moses' life. It was a breaking point in his life. Have you ever had breaking points in your life? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Your life can be going like that, and then breaking point, and everything can begin to tumble and go down south. It's difficult to believe. And it's difficult to stand. And it's difficult to speak the word. It's difficult to declare and to say God is true. Every man is a liar, but God is true. It's difficult. Breaking point. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, Moses thought his brethren will understand. But they did not understand. It so broke him. His mother told him for many years, you are a deliverer. You are a champion. You represent Jesus. You represent God. You are going to lead God's people out of captivity. You are going to get them to the promised land. He grew up hearing this stuff. And after they took him out of his house and he went into Pharaoh's palace and started to live there, he continued to hear those words. He continued, you remember, they hired his mother to go be his nurse there. So while they were all in Pharaoh's palace, she kept on speaking. You are a child of God. You are a covenant child. You are a champion. Hey, that woman did not lose her covenant inheritance because she found herself in Pharaoh's palace. Do you know how many believers lose their way? Because they find themselves in what, like, you know, they used to be in poverty. Suddenly they got a good job. White House or Greenhouse or as a rock. Do you know how many believers lose their place? Do you know how many believers lose their place? The covenant they grew up on. See, this covenant does not distinguish between localities, environment, locations. This covenant is not subject to mutation. This covenant works. It will work in the manger and it will work in the palace. This covenant will work in the middle of the night when you are all by yourself. And this covenant will work when you are surrounded by a crowd. This covenant is not subject to the things going on around you. This covenant will work for the rich and the wealthy, and it will work for the poor. This covenant. Thank God for that woman who didn't lose her way because she got a job in the palace. She didn't stop talking about the covenant. Living under the threat of Pharaoh. Living under the threat of disaster and death. She taught the same covenant. In the the comfort of the palace with an executive job. She was the CEO of nurses in Pharaoh's palace. But she kept on speaking the same covenant. She never changed. She never changed. There are people who go to another country and they lose their way. You completely, you don't even recognize them. You don't recognize them. You know, some people, you know, they lose their, they lose everything because they want to measure up. And in many, many times, people are actually measuring down. I remember many years ago, I know Pastor Tinu remembers this. We, many years ago, we had this service. It was a prophetic service, you remember, in the House of Praise. And there a lot of ministers, you know, they had this prophetic event. A lot of ministers will come from around different parts of the country who belong to that same organization and would have different events, and there'll be pastors and ministers who will come, and some of these prophetic vessels will get together, and the Holy Spirit, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit will flow through them, and they just start speaking over different people. And you know, when it came our turn to be, you know, spoken over and prayed over, I remember one of the things that one of those foremost prophets said to me, said, "Don't ever lose your originality."
Amen.
He said, "Don't ever lose your originality." He said, "Don't try, you remember? Don't try to be like everyone around." He said, "People come to America and lose who they are. They lose their garment." Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Thank you.
I never lost mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They lose their garment and become beggars. Start living like servants, princes, royalty, anointed vessels of God. Start living, compromising, and looking for a way to make it. And when they get hit by attacks and assaults of the enemy in the land and obstacles and difficulties, they lose their way. I remember in our first years, you know, everybody, they were telling us, go to, what's that thing they call after we had our son, Edie? Was that week? It was so bad in our home. It was so bad we had no food. It was so bad we had no food. He said, "There is week." They told us, they gave us the address. Everything, it was the doctors who helped or whoever. It was, we had to be charity. We had no insurance. We had nothing. When they said it, I told my wife, I said, we are never taking week. We are never taking it. It was a very painful decision.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with, if you need help, take the help. There's nothing wrong with it. Please don't misconstrue my message. If you need help, take the help. But I recognized there was something attached to that, and it was not for us. It was not for us. People have asked me, how did you make it? How did you? See, we didn't have no big brother. There was no ministry that was under, you know, bankrolling our ministry. There was nobody funding us. Nobody, I had no salary. There was nobody paying us salary. People are, how did you make it? And when I say, and the truth is, many times people don't realize what is happening to you today is preparation for what God has planned for tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
You will either pass the test or you will fail. And if you fail the test, there's no advancement. You keep taking that test. Nobody, there are some places around the world where they say, it's okay if you don't pass after three times, we'll just let you go. Let my people go. It doesn't work like that with God. It does not work like that. That's right. It does not work. Until you pass that test, you are not moving. You are not moving. You are going to be stuck there. Until you pass that test. That's why for many people, it's very slow. But for some people, it is very fast. Because once you pass the test, you are gone. You are gone. And people say, sit down, guys. People say, how is it? How do you guys survive? How did you? It's very simple. It's very, very simple. Just know who you are. I'm not a beggar. No, I'm not a beggar. No, I'm not a beggar. I remember one time we had no food. We had nothing to wear. Well, Pastor Tinu got a job cleaning bathrooms. But I was better at cleaning bathrooms. No, seriously. Yeah, because my late mother was a neat freak. And she made us do crazy stuff. I mean, crazy. So we were learning even though we didn't want to. So when she got this job, I looked at her, I had pity on her. Like, you are going to be doing all this. Okay, do a little. You take care of the children. I'll come and clean the bathrooms. It's not far from here. It's Beechwood. Just right next door here. 20 years ago? You take care of the children. She took it. She would go by force. She had to drive, go to get the kids from school. And she'd take them home, cook for them, take care of them, do their homework with them, you know. And then she had to clean bathrooms and take care of the house. And so I would come in around midday. I'll take a break from the office. And I go there like 2-3 hours. We jump in the shower together. We clean the showers. We clean the toilets. We clean the living rooms. Clean the whole house. Sparkling clean. Make it sparkling clean. I come to service on Sunday, anointed. Hallelujah. 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 People don't know the bathroom we have been cleaning all week. They have no idea. We just get before the word and we say, the Lord will prosper you. Oh, he supplies all your need according to his riches in glory. We are just been washing bathrooms. Some people say, hey, I can't do that. I can't do that. You can't. You'll be there a long time. We don't clean bathroom today. The only bathroom we clean, even the one, I better not go there. And somebody will come and clean the bathroom. I'll pay somebody to clean that bathroom. I don't have to clean it. But I cleaned it. For years, we cleaned it. Those prophetic vessels, they looked at us, they said, don't you ever lose your originality. Don't you ever try to measure up. Don't you ever try to be. And they said, you have a unique anointing. This is what they said. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, I found out that anointing is not based on how much Americanese I can speak.
So I stopped trying. Because in the beginning, I used to try. Yeah, you know, water. How much water do you want? You know, I say, what's that? Excuse me, what's that? Hallelujah. Oh, I'd be twisting my tongue trying to pick, and even then it still was not coming out right. And then I was losing the anointing, trying to speak the thing. The man and the woman of God, they said, don't you lose it. Keep your originality. I found out what people need is miracle. They need answer. They need the anointing. People don't care how much English you can speak. They don't care all that. They don't care. If I lay my hands on the sick, and the sick get well.
Yes.
I don't care. Then somebody Jesus spat on. He spat, you know, he spat on somebody. And they didn't sue him to court. because he got healed. He didn't say, that's so gross. Oh, gross. No, healed. She was healed. Hallelujah. What people need is the power of the word of God, my friends. And if that power is working in your own life, that's the message right there. How many sermons do I need to preach? It's working. He took beggars from the lowly dump of Lodiba and took them to the palace of princes. It worketh. It worketh. No matter the assault, no matter the attacks, no matter the obstacles, no matter the mockery, no matter the disbelief, no matter the suspicion, no matter, it worketh. It worketh. So it is not a controversy. You can't take it away.
No, it's working.
It's built into the vessel, or it is original.
Amen.
See, this confession, it came from heaven. Yeah. I didn't read somebody's book to get it. No. I didn't go and... No, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
One morning, it was so... I told early in the new year, I was sharing that. One morning, it's like the Lord was sitting there. I was sitting here. He said, take your pen and write. And I started writing. You cannot take it. Nobody can take it away.
Right.
It cannot be taken.
Oh, okay.
It worked. And wherever it goes, it has to produce.
Yes.
There are places I have not gone in this world. The word is already gone there.
Yes.
And it is producing results.
Amen.
We're getting testimonies and reports.
Yes.
Of God's power and God's miracles.
Yes.
Sometimes God is waking people up in the middle of the night and say, I want you to do them good. Do that my handmaiden good. Sometimes I wake them up, send that person, send him some blessing. We are not asking. It worketh. The covenant is working. When Abraham said, I lift up my God has made me. It is in that confession. My God has made me rich. It is real. It is real. It's not. In the wilderness, he will be with you. That's why they say, I better close, it's 1 o'clock. That's why the story of the three Hebrew boys is so powerful.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. In the lion's den, he will show up.
Yes.
He will show up.
Yes.
I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God himself. I have the seed of God in me. I produce after God's kind and I overcome the world. I remember when the Lord said, put that, I overcome the world. Make it a testimony.
Yes.
There is nothing that comes against you in this world's order that can bring you down. Nothing. There is nothing. You have already overcome the world. You have already overcome the world. You have already overcome the world. There's no sickness that can bring you down. There's no death that can bring you down. There's no assault of the enemy that can. You have already. There's a manifold wisdom of God, the many-sided wisdom of God that is in operation in this ministry right now. It's in operation in this vision. God is paving the way 10 years ahead, 20 years ahead, 30 years ahead, 40 years ahead, 50 years ahead, 100 years ahead, until Jesus comes. This ministry is being established by the manifold wisdom of God. There are things that God is doing right now that will establish this ministry for centuries to come, regardless of who is here and who is not. This ministry will keep going to the uttermost part of the world. I am no natural person. I am no ordinary person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God himself. I have the seed of God in me. I produce after God's kind and I overcome the world. Shata Baba. Don't you dare lose your originality. Don't you dare forget where God brought you out from. Don't you dare forget the anointing that God placed upon your life. It cannot be bought. It cannot be sold. Don't you ever dare compromise the anointing that God placed upon your life for a cheap bowl of nothing. For a cheap bowl of nothing. Don't you ever give up your place in Jesus. Don't you ever give up your place in Jesus for a cheap bowl of nothing. For a cheap bowl of nothing. Something that can pay your future. Something that can secure your destiny. Don't you ever. Don't lose that originality. Don't lose what God placed upon your life. Don't lose what God put within you. Don't you lose it. I'm born of God. Everybody said, I'm born of God. Said, I'm born of God. It's that simple. I'm born of God. It's that simple. I'm born of God.
I am born of God. Mm. Hallelujah.
Don't you let people confuse you about who you are and what you have. You have God. You have God. Earlier this week, the Lord said to me, son, you have the forces of heaven. The forces of heaven are working. They're at your disposal. Son, the forces of heaven. Don't you ever let anyone confuse you about what you have and what you don't have. Don't let the enemy threaten you. Well, if you don't do this, if you don't bow. You know, he did it with Jesus. If you don't bow to me, if you don't bow to me. What did Jesus say to him? Don't you ever let anyone confuse you about who you are, what you have in him. No man can take it away. You are already a success. You are already blessed. Oh, I can go to Ephesians today. He said, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I am already. Not I will be. I am already. And if I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, I'm blessed, period, my friends.
I'm blessed, period.
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 If I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in all heavenly places, then I am blessed, period. It's not subject to debate. It's not subject to controversy. Stand to your feet. Stand. Declare it. I know who I am. I'm born of God. I'm born of God. I'm born of God. I know who I am. I'm born of God. I have the seed of God. The incorruptible seed of God is in me. I'm a new creature. I am adopted into the family. I'm holy and blameless. I'm without reproach. I am accepted in the beloved. I'm favored with the greatest favor of God. I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly places. I have access to the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God that confounds principalities and powers. I have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened. I see and I know the hope of his calling. I know the riches of his inheritance in the saints. And I know the exceeding greatness of his power that he released and revealed when he raised Jesus from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. I am to the praise of his glory. I'm a part of the body of Christ who fills all things in all things. Hallelujah. I come behind in nothing. I have no lack. I have no lack. I have all that I need. God supplies all my need. He's faithful. God is my source. God is my help. God is my healer. God is my strength. I'm born of God. Go ahead, say it over yourself. Say it over yourself. No matter what somebody else says, no matter what somebody tries to say, no matter what the argument is, no matter what somebody tries to stop you about, who made you a judge? Who made you a ruler? Who gave you that position? It doesn't matter. Say it. It is that simple. I am born of God. I am born of God. It's that simple. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, saints. I want there to be a revelation in your spirit. You are born of God. I want you to see yourself differently. I want you to carry yourself differently. You are not cheap. You were purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. All those things they did to him, they whipped him. Pilate said, I find no fault in him, and yet they whipped him. They shamed him, they spat on him. They mocked at him. They laughed. Somebody said, maybe he's crying for Elijah. Let's see if Elijah will come and get him down. They laughed. In a moment, he seemed like someone so powerless and someone so vulnerable and someone so abandoned. The whole world saw him on that cross, Golgotha. And even he, in that moment, lifted up his voice and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Well, you know the answer. You know why God forsook him. God forsook him so you can be forgiven. God forsook him so you can be redeemed. so you can have status in heavenly places. God put him on the cross so you will never have to go on one. He bled. His blood flowed. So yours will be preserved. Satan celebrated. All of hell rejoiced. The Father did nothing. He did nothing. So that Satan will not rejoice over you. He took your place. Anything you should have endured, anything you should have suffered, he suffered already. He suffered already. He bore the guilt and the shame for you. So you will never have to have shame. So you will be a sharer in the glory of God. You'll be a sharer in the glory of God. Say, I and the children that the Lord has given to me were for signs and wonders. He did all that so you can become a sign and a wonder. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, lift up your hands to heaven. Just bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for loving us so much, for adopting us into your family, for giving us Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Come on, let's rejoice, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.